I'm Hayden Savage for the Ecom News Network, ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Monday, July 26th. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is reporting multiple arrests from Friday. According to arrest records, 23-year-old Tyler Lipp of St. Genevieve, Missouri, was arrested for misdemeanor driving while intoxicated and careless and imprudent driving involving an accident and minor visibly intoxicated. Lipp was taken to the Shannon County Jail, where he was later released. 33-year-old Adam Kirkwood of Kabul, Missouri, was arrested by the Highway Patrol on Sunday afternoon. According to police, Kirkwood is being held at the Mountain Grove Police Department for two Mountain Grove traffic warrants for no valid license or insurance. He's being held on bond. The Highway Patrol also reports two accidents causing serious injuries on Sunday. According to Missouri Crash Reports, 57-year-old Stephen Wright was driving eastbound on Highway 14 in Howe County when he suffered a medical emergency, drove off the roadway and into a barbed wire fence. Wright was taken by South Howe County Ambulance Service to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. In Reynolds County, an accident sent two people to the hospital. According to police, a 1993 Buick Century driven by 24-year-old McKeel Berthelot of DeSoto, Missouri, was driving southbound on Missouri 49, 8 miles south of Centerville, Missouri, when the Buick crossed the center line and struck a 2020 Chevrolet Trailblazer head-on. Berthelot had minor injuries on the scene and was taken by ambulance to Iron County Hospital, and his passenger, 20-year-old Zachary Parrott of Silix, Missouri, was taken by Life Flight to Mercy Hospital in St. Louis for treatment of his serious injuries. A boating accident caused serious injuries on Clearwater Lake in Reynolds County on Saturday. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, a 2007 South Bay pontoon driven by 40-year-old Todd Gilbert of Whitehall, Illinois, was approaching a gas dock when 28-year-old Angelia Turner of Ellington, Missouri, put her foot out to slow the vessel when the foot slipped and was crushed in between the dock and the vessel. Turner was taken by Arivac to Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson announced last week that he would be continuing to visit local areas across the state to fight vaccine hesitancy. The governor now visits the Mountain Home area today. At 11:30, Governor Hutchinson will host a town hall-style discussion on the campus of Arkansas State University at Mountain Home. ECNN will be at the event and will keep you updated with the latest. The Fulton County Fair Association's Kids Days Committee and sponsors have made the decision to cancel the event scheduled for July 30th out of concern for the rise in COVID-19 cases. All outside events, including the livestock exhibits and the carnival, will still be held, including the creative arts event. Last week, the Fulton County Fair made the decision to cancel Senior Day, scheduled for July 29th, and Veterans Day for July 28th. ECNN and another news outlet had the exclusive opportunity to tour the new Ozarks Healthcare Edition set to finish in the fall of 2021 on Friday. We toured the new building with Josh Reeves, Vice President of Development and Advocacy and Director of Facilities, as well as Brittany Simers, the Marketing and Social Media Specialist at Ozarks Healthcare. With the renovation of the hospital and the expansion, there was an estimated 100,000 square feet total. The building will feature a new cafeteria with all new seating. Currently, you can receive a lab from a clinic at Ozarks Healthcare, but with the new addition, they hope to streamline that process. In addition to the all-new lab, imaging is another item that the addition will host.
But the physician just wants to check your blood work, so you could come in, you can get a lab. They have a pneumatic tube system that will send it back to the main laboratory in the hospital. Oh, so wow. Just as soon as you get your blood draw, you'll be able to send it to the main laboratory. So you're getting your results, you know, maybe in hours instead of days. So it's going to speed that up. So
X-ray, MRI, and CT will help make the streamlining process better.
If you have someone who comes in and the physician needs an X-ray on your ankle or just wants to do a checkup, you could come in very quickly, get some imaging done, and the physician will be right upstairs. So as soon as your X-ray is done, radiologist reads the X-ray, your physician who's right upstairs will know what it looks like.
For more information on the addition, visit OzarksHealthcare.com. I'm Hayden Savage for the Ecom News Network, ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website at EcomNewsNetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, smart speakers, and more. We're everywhere where you need us. Remember, watch for tractors and hay equipment on the roadways. Never follow too close. At eCommunications, we care.